Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Deep Fat Fried. How's everybody doing out there tonight?
That's my favorite TJ.
What, the fake announcer TJ?
Hey there, everybody. It's another edition of Deep Fat Fried with your favorite guy, TJ Kirk.
Yeah, and then I immediately, after it begins, just like, all right, now enough of that
now
bullshit.
Now I'm TJ again.
Now I'm fucking just... Now
I'm low energy TJ.
Paul, carry the show. Do it. Do any of your funny impressions.
What do you mean, do it?
Do it.
I've been doing it, bitch.
Do it.
One of my funny impressions?
Yeah, do it.
Let's see. This is TJ.
I love it.
Thank you.
Good. Going. Brilliant. Nailed it.
Just justifying my paycheck, gentlemen.
Scotty, do that thing you do. Oh, right. You don't do anything.
I'll see you later, TJ.
Yeah, I know. Every time I look back on my coattails, ah!
Wow, we should just start opening the show just being really mean to one another.
What?
The mean off.
Yeah, I thought we just did that anyway.
Yeah, we kind of do.
Yeah. All right, so banter. Who's got banter? Anyone got a banter idea?
Banter?
Yeah, we blew through a lot of banter.
You know what? I've got a great idea, man.
Yeah, you do it.
Why don't we go check out the Amazing Atheist Social Blade?
Social Blade?
Oh, Scotty, that's mean.
Hey, you know what? I have to see what shadow I'm riding in, because the shadow's gotten pretty small lately.
The shadow's getting smaller.
The shadow's getting pretty small, man. It's
getting
like,
kind of claustrophobic.
I feel like I'm
in
a movie,
shadow.
And it's all like, I got to try to stay. I'm a vampire. Yeah. I got to stay in the shadow. The sun just keeps coming down. I'm like, oh, shit.
Scotty's
I'm about
to
be turned
sunburned.
To fucking
if
ash, dude.
Vampire.
A really bad sunburn.
Yeah, they don't really give you up to date shit anymore because YouTube started kind of hiding it. But you could just see like subscriber just total flat line, probably in slight decline if I know what's going on.
Watch you go up, TJ. Let's see what it says.
What's
that? Man, look at that graph.
Oh, what happened here? Oh, that was that day they cleared out a bunch of fake ones. Zero, zero, zero. A lot of zeros.
Views down 626%, TJ.
Cool. Video views for the last 30 days down 626.1%.
How is that even possible?
TJ, what the fuck is going on, dude?
You created some kind of nega void where people unwatched videos.
You know what? I'm going to unwatch that video I watched years ago.
You know what? I'm tired of this shit. I'm going back to all the videos I watched and unwatching them. Fuck this piece of shit. I tell you what.
So, TJ, do you still maintain that YouTube has sabotaged you?
I mean, obviously.
I think it's clear.
Obviously.
Garroted by YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what?
It's true.
If you mess with YouTube, you know what you get, TJ?
What?
You get destroyed.
AIDS?
Actually, what you get is a fun and family-friendly place to share videos.
You're right, Paul. TJ, you know what? You could have survived. You should have just went family-friendly.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, definitely, I'm all about it.
I'm the respectful atheist TJ. Yeah. I'm a theist. You disagree.
I have
with you.
A respectful disagreement.
Well, you know what, theist? You are entitled to your opinion, and I respectfully disagree.
The respectful disagreer.
I just go around and I respectfully disagree with things.
I change hearts and I give hugs. Oh, you know what this theist here needs? He needs a big old hug. And you know what? Let's have kitty cat time.
You know what, Mr. Theist? I may not believe in Jesus, but I believe in you.
Dude, let's make this happen. So, TJ, I wrote a little something. You are born. Congratulations. You've already beat the odds. Roughly estimated to be 1 in 400 quadrillion.
Cool.
Which I assure you guys, by the way, is a real number.
Quadrillion.
Life is good. Your grandparents and parents are eager to cater to your every demand and whim.
Sweet.
Then one day, things start to change. You notice your mom is kind of getting fat. Talking about something called a baby.
Oh, God.
You might even be so young that the changes are even lost on you. But I promise, the eventual result of these changes won't be. In 9 short months, you go from the center of the universe to the eldest child. Now you are forced to share your family's love and attention. You are now a sibling.
Yeah.
Your parents have introduced a competitor. And some siblings try to take out the competition early on.
But good.
And TJ actually did try to do that early on.
Hell yeah, I did.
TJ, why don't you tell the story about what you did to me as a baby?
Yeah, okay. So I was like...
Did you smother him?
No.
No.
I was like 3 or something, and Scotty was a newborn, and mom brought him home from the hospital, and she was feeding him. You know, I guess they were bottle feeding you for some reason. I know mom breastfed, so I don't know why they had a bottle, but
it's probably breast milk.
Yeah, they use a thing called a breast pump.
Oh, okay. So they like,
so that you don't have to, you know what I mean?
Roger that.
So anyway, stock up.
So anyway, she had some of that going on.
Yeah.
And she was feeding Scotty with it. And I walked up to my mom. I'm like 3 years old at the time. I'm like, hey, mommy, can I feed the baby? And she's like, oh, sure. She hands me the fucking bottle. And I just smash it right across his head.
Damn.
I was like, what? Bitch.
You knew, huh?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember it.
That's just, okay.
But it was a story that has been told.
An apocryphal story.
Dude, I mean, it's not apocryphal.
No, it happened, for sure.
I mean, it definitely happened, but...
Teacher tried to take me out early on. He realized, like, what a competitor I would be, and he's like, you know what?
It's like, I don't fucking think so, bitch.
Kill them while they're young.
Got one shot at this. I mean, obviously, I caused severe brain damage.
I know. I mean, we have to live with that, but, you know, I do the best I can.
But I wasn't able to fucking finish the job.
Damn.
I was just too young, too inexperienced. If I'd been a few years older... A little bit better of a swinging arm.
I'd be 6
maybe,
feet under.
Maybe I'd have fucking done away with him.
And you know what, TJ? I mean, honestly, looking at biology and nature, I mean, you did what a lot of people would do.
I was
a
young.
A lot of animals
would
do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're too fucking weak. Didn't have the balls to fucking carry the job through. Half measure, TJ.
I know. And look at what happened.
Yeah. Fucking someone riding your coattails the rest of your damn life. You should have killed me while you had the chance.
Damn it.
Parasites don't die that easy.
Damn.
So, TJ, you know what a sibling is?
Sibling, yeah, a pain in the ass.
That is definitely true. A sibling is one of two or more individuals having one or both parents in common.
Yeah.
And, of course, I like to always pull Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, you do. What about this infographic? We're not looking at this thing?
I mean, we can look at it if you want, but basically the odds of your parents meeting are 1 in 20,000. The odds of them having you is 1 in 2,000. So far, the odds of combined odds of you being here are 1 in 40 million.
And then, so it gets all the way to quadrillion.
Yeah, and then,
and
of course, the egg and yours, then the sperm, and then basically it adds up to 1 in 10, go up there, 1 in 10 to the 2,685,000th power. And look, the number of atoms in the known universe is estimated to be 10 to the 80th power.
Wow.
So I want to talk about my siblings for a minute. TJ, obviously, is my homicidal brother, who has numerous times tried to kill me.
Yes.
He's assaulted me.
Yes.
TJ, did in fact you ever try to hold me down a treadmill? Excuse me, I even tried. Did you, in fact, hold me down a treadmill?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, maybe.
I have no recollection of those events.
Are you asserting your Fifth Amendment privilege here today, TJ?
Yeah, I am.
TJ's not before a court, Paul. He doesn't have to assert his Fifth Amendment privilege.
Yeah, I do, though.
You do? That's fine. Well, when I was about 5 or 6 years old, TJ, I think it was your friend Nick was over there?
Probably.
TJ and his friend Nick decided it'd be fun to hold me down on a moving treadmill.
Yep.
And gave me some. And it was funny too because so they held me down. It was like one of the most painful things I could ever describe happening. It's basically like if you're moving along the road, it's like road rash. They held me down. Ah, I'm like screaming in agony. They're just like, ah, ha, ha, it's funny. So I go and tell them, I'm like, they held me down. And they're like, Tina got the most slap. They're like, don't hold your brother down in the treadmill again. He wasn't even punished for it, dude. I mean, that's been a pattern of your life, TJ, is that you've gotten away with fucking so much shit. You know what's gonna happen one day, TJ? One day you're going to fucking find me armed to the fucking teeth. You're going to come after me, TJ. That's going to be the end of your fucking miserable existence.
Damn.
Damn. Dude, Scotty just looked in the crystal ball
gonna
and
fucking
saw how you die.
Cain and
I've been
evil
fucking
shit.
Abused by TJ, man. But having a sibling like TJ, it's been difficult. Because normally you have the older brother who is like, you know what, I'm going to help out. I'm going to do shit. TJ is basically like the absentee older brother. Never helped out around the house. Always made an excuse. I mean, even at a young age, I remember like one time, like we had to clean our rooms and I went, you know, listen to my mom. I cleaned my room. We go to TJ's room. There's literally shit like stuck to the floor. TJ's made no progress. And her mom was trying to be tough on TJ. It's like, TJ, you're going to clean this room up. It's like 11:30 at night. TJ's barely made any progress. And her mom just ends up just cleaning the room for TJ. Always cleaning up TJ's messes. Always having to do all the hard work. So, I mean, TJ, you may be the firstborn in this family. Let me say something to you. You're only the firstborn by age, not in spirit. The true firstborn of this family is me.
No.
Scotty.
100%
dude. Firstborn.
Incorrect, bro.
And you know what? I'd be remiss at this episode not to talk about the youngest, the baby of the family, Stevie. Scotty lost weight. No, it's not me losing weight. This is Stevie. I have to be honest with you guys. Stevie's the disappointment of the family. Now, recently, Stevie's grandma went into Stevie and said, Stevie, what are you doing with your life? And one time you ask Stevie what he's doing with his life, he just says, just getting by, day to day.
That is a Stevie-ism.
What I want to do right now publicly is implore Stevie, change your life, Stevie. Change. You've lost a lot of weight. What are you doing, TJ?
Just providing some sound, Stevie soundtrack.
How dare you? Now what am I talking about, Stevie? Don't ever change. You're not going to anyways.
Dude, Stevie's got you guys beat.
You know what's like?
He's got both of you beat.
You know what we figured out?
Living the fucking dream.
You know what we figured out, Paul? That Stevie is basically just going to live with our parents until he's dead.
That's why I'm saying he's got
or
you
Or until
beat.
They're dead.
Until they're dead, probably.
Probably until they're dead.
And then what he's going to do.
I know. We always talk about what's going to happen with Stevie. I think we always kind of assume he's just going to move in with TJ and then be at
Oh, dude, you know that's what's going to happen. It's going to be...
TJ.
Hello? TJ? It's me. Stevie.
Greetings, TJ. I need a place to hang my hat. To find sustenance.
God, no, man.
To find support. TJ, I come here humbly and beseech you for help.
See, because
I light the beacon. Gondor calls for you, TJ.
You know what, Scotty?
Will you answer the call?
Scotty, you know what? I changed my mind. You're right, dude. You are the fucking true older brother.
Oh, really?
And that's why I think Stevie would be better off.
You know what? I've reconsidered my position. I've reconsidered my position, TJ, and found that you actually are truly the older brother.
I don't know. You got all the. You're the more responsible between the two of us. I think you're the more capable of taking care of Stevie, bro.
TJ, the older brother. TJ, truly older brother, firstborn. Yes, Jesus. Dude, God just talked to me, TJ. A divine revelation.
Fuck.
Where should Stevie live with me? Oh, no. TJ. Oh, yes, Lord. TJ, yes. God just talked to me, dude.
See, dude, you're not getting out of it either way, because eventually. TJ's going to get sick of Stevie's shit and kick him out. And guess what the next door he's going to knock on is, Scotty?
Yours.
You know, Paul?
No.
You know what, Paul?
Paul's like, fuck
Paul.
Way down the list.
You know what, Paul?
What?
I've always considered you like family, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
I've always considered
yeah,
you
true.
Like a brother.
It'll eventually
and, I mean, really, that makes you the oldest brother here.
That would be true.
And, you know,
yeah, man.
So I'm thinking, you know, maybe Stevie should live with you, Paul. He could be
I'm
of use
not.
To you, man.
I think Paul would just be like, Paul would have like a nice conversation with Stevie, like sit Stevie down, like, Stevie, I understand what you're saying, but there's no fucking way in hell it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's just not, it's not
It'd be
happen.
A roundabout way. It'd be like a long conversation because Paul's not mean, but eventually it would just end to the point of like, no, you need to leave.
No. No, I'm done living with people.
No, I agree with you.
I'll live with my girlfriend and that's it.
Yeah, I'll live with like, my wife.
I don't want no
pets.
More. I don't want no more egos and personalities and big dicks swanging around the house and shit. I don't need it.
No, I don't
blame
you.
Got to fuck with my mojo, man. My home is like my little egg that I go back into to be reborn from every day. You know what I mean?
No, I feel. I mean, like, dude, like
the yolk is warm.
It's like the It's like the castle doctrine. Like your home is like your little castle, dude.
Yep.
You want that? I mean, like,
no, it really
that's,
is.
That's not to say like you'll never have anyone there, but for the most part, you want that to be like your chill space.
Yeah, it's a place of rest and respite, dude. It has to be.
I agree with you 100%.
Amen. Amen.
That's why, Scotty. Unfortunately, you are gonna have to take Stevie.
God damn it! No, no. What fucking cruel fate is that, dude? We're all like fucking arguing about who's got to take Stevie. You know what? Maybe we have to hold out some small hope that Stevie will actually become self-sufficient.
Maybe he will.
Maybe that'll happen. Do you think that's going to happen? It's not going to happen, is it? I'm done, man.
They're going to invent the live forever serum, and Stevie's just going to live with you forever.
Fucking utopian future arrives, and Stevie's like, I'm here, brother. It's like... I'm like, no, Steve, you can't live here. Error under law, subsection 1, found out. No, not Stevie must live here forever, forever, forever. No!
Might I have room and board for an eternity? Together, you and I, brother, staring into the vast unknown, discovering
God, no!
new ways to forge and work metals.
Sounds like a nightmare that I'm going to have to live through, man. God, dude, that might act.
Trying all of the frozen dinners. One after the other, in endless loops. Here, Scotty, I got you this Hungry Man. I bought it with your money as well. I now have full access to your bank accounts, and I've made a few purchases to liven things up here.
No.
It's Salisbury steak. Your favorite.
Why is this gonna happen to me?